Can you talk a little bit about what we know about this strategy in pancreatic cancer, combining PARP inhibitor, particularly veliparib, with chemotherapy?
Yeah, so it really goes to the underlying way in which these different PARP inhibitors work. So most of the PARP inhibitors, olaparib, niraparib, talazoparib, rucaparib, they all have a broader mechanism of action where they induce what's called PARP trapping. And essentially, that allows those drugs to act as more than just PARP inhibitors. In many ways, they act similar to chemotherapies, and they're much, much more potent as PARP inhibitors. Now, that also leads to a greater degree of myelosuppression, and it's been the myelosuppression that has really limited the ability to combine one of those PARP inhibitors with chemotherapy, be it platinum or non-platinum-based chemotherapy. There have been multiple studies that have been done with olaparib and others with chemotherapy that's just really been too toxic. And so some of those studies are being redone with much lower doses of the PARP inhibitors, but we don't really have any data yet. And I certainly wouldn't suggest combining one of the standard PARP inhibitors, one of the now approved PARP inhibitors, with any kind of chemotherapy because the safety data just doesn't exist. Veliparib does not cause PARP trapping, and so there's much less myelosuppression, which many people are concerned it reduces the efficacy, but it does also open the door up to combining it with chemotherapy. And so there may be synergy to a non-PARP trapping drug like veliparib with chemotherapy.
In general, what's your level of enthusiasm for this strategy based on these early data that we've been seeing?
For veliparib specifically or just PARP inhibitors in general?
PARP inhibitors with chemo combined.
I think it's a valuable strategy. I think that the experience that I've had with veliparib and FOLFOX, I definitely feel like the veliparib has added to the FOLFOX. Now, I don't know that from a data perspective, and Dr. O'Reilly has a randomized trial of GemCis plus minus veliparib that's going to read out in early 2020, so that'll be very important. But I do think that there is some synergy there, and so I think strategies that try and use lower doses or different schedules of the approved PARP inhibitors with chemotherapy do really need to be flushed out.